Hello, everybody. It's Alan. It's 2:08:11, and here we go. The second and final major political convention of this election year is underway in Charlotte, North Carolina, as the Democratic National Convention continues this evening. Tonight at the DNC, President Obama and Vice President Biden will be renominated as the party's top candidates, and former President Bill Clinton will take the stage. Today, we want to know what you think of the convention thus far. Were you watching San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro's keynote address? Did First Lady Michelle Obama's speech match or best the speech delivered by Ann Romney at last week's Republican National Convention? Do you think Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick's impassioned cry to arms will rally Democrats around their candidates from the president down to the local racers? Are you looking forward to upcoming speeches from Elizabeth Warren, Bill Clinton, and the president and vice president themselves? Give us a call at 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or tweet us at WAMC Vox Pop. Last time I was tweeted to anything, it was an ice cream cone. You can also leave your questions and comments on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WAMC Radio. So, ladies and gentlemen, here I am sitting like a bird in the wilderness. No phones are ringing and no one seems to be out there, which means I'll probably have to talk for about 58 minutes now on my own. That will be something. There's somebody. There's one. Now, look, can I have two? One, can I have two? 1-800-348-2551. Again, 1-800-348-2551. Now, remember, a couple of rules. I'd like you to be nice. You know, you can make your point. I'd like you to be decent. You know, yesterday, somebody talked about a bodily aperture. So I had to press the dump button. I hate to do that because that's not good. And, you know, it's not a good thing. And then like all of that. Now, I think all five phones are ringing now. And that's good because Ray Graff is coming in here giving me that look, which is, you know, who do you think you are? You're supposed to be good at this. And what he really is thinking is, I'm much better than you are. Well, 1-800-348-2551. Zach the Engineer is in paroxysms of laughter. Our wonderful volunteer is standing there trying to answer all five phones at once, which is pretty good because, you know, that's not easy. You know, what can I say? That's our wonderful Colleen O'Connell. She's answering the phones today. So when you get her on the phone, you say, hi, Colleen, how are you? 1-800-348-2551. We'll go to Edward in Lake Katrine. Okay, Edward, you're on.
Hi.
Hey.
I was just thinking about something I read somewhere.
Yeah.
That this is the first presidential election which has no WASP candidate.
Is that right? Interesting.
Yep.
So in other words, you have a Mormon candidate. You mm-hmm. What is he?
Black candidate.
Well, but that's not a religion.
No, but WASP.
That's not a religion. Oh,
WASP.
I see.
What
yeah, white agnostic.
WASP.
Yeah, that's a good point.
WASP.
Yeah. So, what do you make of that, Edward?
I think it's good.
Yeah.
And I'd wonder when it's going to be that we have a democracy where we could elect a black woman Muslim.
Yeah. Well, you know, anything's possible. That's for sure.
Not in the near future.
I don't know about that. Whoever thought? We go back a little bit and think about the idea that we could have an African American
mm-hmm.
president of the United States. You saw Jesse Jackson. You know, he's never been my favorite, but you saw him when at the big celebration after the election, and you saw him with tears rolling down his face. And you know, I really thought it was sincere. I mean, the idea that you would have an African American president speaks so much for this country.
And tears rolled down my face too. What about a Jewish president?
Yeah. Well, we almost had one with Elliot.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he's bright enough to have done it, believe me.
Yeah, surely,
done it with that.
If he only hadn't messed up.
A great tragedy. Well, that could be said about all of us. If we only hadn't messed up.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, well, Edward, it's a great call, and we thank you so much for it.
Yeah,
bye.
Bye.
And now to Bob in Mechanicville, where everybody has tools. Okay, Bob.
Hi. How you doing?
We're good.
Hey, I'm not. I'm watching snippets on CNN after the convention occurrences, only because you know it just seems so much platitude and so little substance. And I, as mentioned about the Republican convention, not a word was mentioned about these two wars, because I think Iraq is still going on in some way, shape, or form. Nothing about, you know, here's this huge drain on the economy. I mean, they talk about the Republicans talking about $16 trillion in debt, but nobody's talking about this huge drain on the economy and the life of the actual human beings in this country from these wars. And nothing about the invasion of other countries like Pakistan with these drone strikes. I mean, so I say to myself, well, what are we going to get here? We're going to get the cheerleading. This seems to be what these conventions are. And back in 2008, when we were so hopeful that there was actually going to be change in this country, and 4 years later, here we are with no change really to speak of. I know he's had an obstructionist Congress, but you know we just feel so unempowered and so underpowered, and everybody is saying, where's the change? I mean, you know, it's like we haven't seen that, and when are we going to get it, and who's going to give it to us? No, not Mitt Romney, farthest thing from the possibility of truth, but our great hope was.
Okay. Okay. Now you made your point and well. So let me ask you this. Who are you going to vote for?
Oh, Obama. I mean, what's the choice? It's like walking into a restaurant and having two things on the menu. Most of us would walk out and say, "Give me a real restaurant." But this is the way it is right now. Yeah, absolutely, Obama. But I think he's got great potential. He just hasn't realized it.
We can only hope that he'll have a November surprise for them if he wins. In other words,
I
say, okay, you know, I'm really going for it now. Hey, Bob, go back to your tools. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye. Okay, and let's go to Frank in Boston Spa. All right, Frank,
Hello? You're on,
Frank.
Alan, I honestly cannot hear you. I have a local phone company, and it must have dropped
out.
Okay,
let me try it this way.
Oh, there we go.
Hello.
Hello, Alan. It is wonderful to hear your voice. Sir, the Republican National Convention, to me, was an absolute disappointment.
Yep. Wait a second. Let's get the lay of the land here. Are you a Democrat or a Republican, or do you lean one way or the other?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay, so it was a big disappointment. I didn't even watch it. I mean, I watched it the next morning on a bike. Go ahead.
Well, I listened to NPR, so I got the truth. And and the sad part about it is I'm a small business owner.
Yeah.
And I heard so many of these pundits stand up and talk about what they're going to do for small business. I mean, as an owner and as someone that opened a business in the height of the economic crisis, I didn't hear anything that said or spoke to me. What I heard was how bad the administration was. Well, what I would like to point out is we were on the verge of a depression that I don't think any of most Americans don't understand how desperate the Bush administration had left us,
right?
And really how tenuous it is as we recover.
Yeah, but I bet you know I read a great article, a great letter to the Berkshire Eagle the other day. I think it was the Berkshire Eagle, but I may be confusing it because I listen and read a lot. In which somebody said, you know, I'm a small business owner, and we do not sit here and say, oh, we made an extra $1,000 last week. Let's hire somebody else. I mean, that's not the way it works. Hello?
You faded out again.
Okay. Well, you got to change that company. Do something better. Frank, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Goodbye.
I wish I could hear you, Alan.
Bye.
Great show, and I'll talk to you again soon, sir.
Okay, bye. See, if you scream real hard, they can hear you from here to Oneonta. Okay, let's go to Julie in Schoharie County. Okay, Julie, you're on.
Alan, I think that's me because I heard the buzz. I'm Billy in the wilds of Schoharie County, the
Billy.
Town of Summit.
I swear to you, I didn't mean to insult you. It says J-U-L-I-E. That's what it says.
Well, that's fine.
But they just got it wrong. But doesn't matter because nobody knows who you are anyway, right? I mean, if you had your last name, then you could be properly insulted.
I can give you a last name. But I want to comment on the coverage.
Yeah.
And I think, A, you should take it up on the Media Project.
Okay.
I listened on NPR. They were irresponsible and rude. They cut into introductions. They cut off the ends of speeches. And why did they do this? I understand having to honor your underwriters. But they did it because they had people on the floor they wanted to give 2 or 3 minutes comment to. So we didn't hear the end of the NARAL speaker's talk.
Yes, she was great. She was great, wasn't she?
She was good. My general comment is I read transcripts from the RNC.
Right.
And they continued to put forward many statements that have been disproven by all the fact-checking organizations.
Yes, so.
Whereas on the whole, the statements made by the Democratic Convention speakers were accurate. They were impassioned, but they were accurate. I thought Duval Patrick did a great job.
Me
he
too.
Also was chopped off in terms of introduction.
But I thought you were going to say something else, Julie, about the coverage, and that was that you were unhappy about NPR.
That was NPR. My WAMC local affiliate,
right.
Because I can tell from the national underwriters. And so
I tried to
email their ombudsperson about it,
yeah.
And all I got was mail a demon sent it back. So I'm going to have to sit down and write a letter.
But I thought there was a more serious problem. I have detected, maybe I'm wrong, but I've detected NPR sort of bending over backwards on the Republican side. And I hope it isn't because they're afraid that if the Republicans win the election, that, you know, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, as in the Ryan budget, will be
persistent threat. We know that's the persistent threat. So everybody's going to work very hard. I'm a lifelong Democrat in a totally upstate Republican-dominated township and county.
Well, I hear you, but here's the big problem. It's 2:20, and I wouldn't want to cut you off and do exactly to you what everybody else does out there. But unfortunately, I'm seeing from Meenal Zachary, who runs the board.
You've got folks on the line, which is good.
That I have to go. Thank you, Julie. Appreciate it. Yeah.
It's Billy. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, Billy. Yeah, that Billy, not Julie. Okay, we're going to give you a little bit of 7 seconds of underwriting, and we'll be right back while we talk to the guys on the floor.
Support for WAMC comes from Vision XL Eye Care, Lake Katrine, New York, providing eye exams, eye care, dry eye therapy, glaucoma management, and specialty contact lens fitting. VisionXLEyeCare.com. A.D. George Construction, for over 25 years, serving the Pioneer Valley's residential construction needs, remodeling, additions, and more, from design to completion, 413-256-6752. Adventure Outfitters, Hadley, Massachusetts, offering outdoor clothing, camping equipment, cross-country skis, snowshoes, climbing equipment, canoes, and kayaks, open evenings until 9, adventureoutfitter.com. The Montessori School of the Berkshires, a 40-acre lead for school campus working to foster a challenging and creative academic environment for 18-month-olds through grade 8, berkshiremontessori.org. Storm King Art Center, a 500-acre sculpture park in the heart of the Hudson Valley, open Wednesday to Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., stormking.org for details. And Berkshire Co-op Market, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, a community-owned natural grocery store dedicated to sustainable agriculture, the local economy, and the environment. Berkshire.coop.
And we are back. That's great. Diane of 173 on Twitter says, Michelle Obama brought tears to the eyes of people around the world. Most hopeful speech I ever heard. Inspiring. You can also check in on WAMC's Facebook page, facebook.com/WAMC radio. All right, let's go to Irene in Oneonta. Okay, Irene. And by the way, there's one free phone right now. I want somebody on it because Ray Graff is looking in the window and laughing at me because we only have 4 out of 5 phones blinking. Okay, 1-800-348-2551. Okay, Irene, you're on.
Oh, hi, Alan.
Hey.
I just wanted to address the first caller. And I think it is very progressive that we're able to elect a person of mixed race as president. Hopefully, we always elect the best person as president, you know, regardless of race or gender. You know, I just don't feel that it's doing the country any good. We pat ourselves on the back, oh, we're so progressive, but, you know, really, was he the best one? I was for Hillary, and I think there was still a lot of prejudice against women.
Okay. You raise a lot of interesting points, Irene, I'll tell you that. You know, I still stick with what I said, which is, it's incredible, who would have ever thunk it? And the two main candidates were Hillary and Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and they came very close to each other. I think it was a remarkable testimonial to both the Democratic Party and to the voting public that those were the contestants. So good for you, Irene. I thank you for those remarks because they'll certainly make a lot of people think. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
And now to Marjorie in Olive. It says Olive Branch. Is that possible, Olive Branch? Is that where you are, Marjorie?
Wouldn't that be cool? But no, it's Olive Bridge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. And
it's close.
That is close.
Let me offer you an Olive Branch.
Well, I appreciate that, and I will accept.
Thank you.
So, first of all, thank you so much for this opportunity. I love when you guys do this. It's really great. Well, I love hearing what everybody has to say.
And it's been really great because all the phones have been ringing. They're all lit up. And it tells us a lot about the people who listen to this radio station. It really does.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
So I wanted to say that I couldn't bring myself. I'm not Republican or Democratic or Democrat, but I do lean toward the Democratic Party. And I will be voting for Barack Obama. But I wanted to say I couldn't really bring myself to listen to the RNC convention last week. But I did, you know, I did read about it and I did see snippets of speeches and things like that. And what concerns me most is the future of politicking. I'm concerned that this lying style, if Romney Ryan were to prevail in November, it would send a terrible message to everybody that that it's really okay to do. I mean, look, yes, there's lying. Of course there is. People say what they think you want to hear and all that. But this bold-faced, out-and-out, it turned my stomach. And I'm really concerned that that integrity is really on the line here.
You know, don't stop there because the other thing is Citizens United.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's not only the lying, and there certainly is lying going on there, but the idea that we're trying, that the people with the most money even it up with their friends on the Supreme Court,
right,
so that the money talks and all others walk.
Yeah.
And that, if the Democrats can overcome that and still win, it really does send a very positive message as opposed to the negative messages that you're talking about.
Well, I think that beating them, this is our election to lose. And I think that we really have to get out and get the vote out.
How do you do that? I mean, the people who should be out there, if every Democrat in the United States voted, there'd be no contest. But when you get people of color who should be voting often, and we know what those statistics look like and don't, mm-hmm. and that's why I loved what Barack Obama said the other day when he said, don't boo, vote. I thought that was great. Somebody booed when he said something about a Republican, and they said, don't boo, vote. That was fabulous. This is what the turnout is, what this election's all about. You know that less than 50% of the American public who can vote or eligible to vote do.
Right, and now with what's happened in Pennsylvania, it's even scarier. And I think that what we citizens have to do is volunteer, get on phone banks, really get the vote out, get the message out.
What are you
out.
Referring to in Pennsylvania, Marjorie?
Oh, you know, that the photo ID law?
Oh, yeah.
Law?
Okay, gotcha.
Yikes.
Yeah, gotcha. I thought you were talking about the fracking.
I think that's another show.
It's a little joke. Thank you, Margie. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Jim in North Central Connecticut. Okay, Jim.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chartoff. How are you today?
Well, okay, but more importantly, how are you?
I am doing good. I stayed up later than I normally would to catch right up to Michelle Obama's speech. I was very impressed with all of it. I was very impressed with Deval Patrick. I was very impressed with the former Democratic governor of Ohio. Strickland, was it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I thought. I was impressed with all of it. I think James Carville of CNN put it best. It's a three-act play. This is Act 1. Act 1 is doing well. If they can keep up this excitement and keep people cranked up, I hope they can keep people excited enough to do this, because the other side, what those people have to offer is the same old, it's Reagan. Reaganomics.
You know, I'm a little concerned, Jim, about the former president, Bill Clinton. You know, that speech has apparently not been vetted. And, you know, he could get out there and he could lay an egg. Or it could be self-serving, or it could be just pro-Hillary. Now, I think what's going to happen is he's going to refer to Hillary tonight in order to keep whatever presidential, you know, aspiration she has alive. She said as the Secretary of State that she would not participate in this campaign. But if you get Bill to get up there and do it, that might invoke a lot of pro-Hillary feeling among the delegates. What do you think?
Maybe. I'm just hoping that they've buried the hatchet. I know there was a lot of animosity between the two camps. It was a pretty knockdown thing in 2008. But I have been told that there's been some mending of fences. I hope that is indeed true.
Yeah, well, I mean, the fact that Barack Obama did this Lincoln-esque thing, reach out to her and prevail upon her to become the Secretary of State, really was extraordinary, I thought, and really told you a lot about his character, too. Hey, Jim, I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much. Let's go to Michelle in Oneonta. Okay, Michelle, you're on.
It's Michael in Oneonta.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Michael. That's not our volunteer's fault. That's my fault.
No trouble.
I'm having trouble reading.
I thought it was fantastic to hear a Democrat speak and be excited about the accomplishments of the last 4 years, most notably with Booker's speech last night. But you just don't hear that. You don't hear Democrats excited anymore or talk about what's really happened. So. That was great to hear. We don't hear it enough. The parties kind of let themselves be defined by the opposition, I feel, for the last several years.
Well, nice to hear that you feel so positive about the whole thing. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Let's go to Mary in Fishkill. Mary in Fishkill, you're on.
Hi. I am concerned that people are going negative, just like Romney wants us to. And just before I go to that thought further, keep in mind that Romney is R-O-M-E, take out the N, you've got the fall of Rome. I hope that doesn't happen. But I saw
could.
That. I just wanted
it
to
could
stick
very
it out.
Easily happen.
I hope not. I think that Obama has done a lot of good, and we don't see all of the ins and outs of it. There's been some articles in the papers. I can't give you titles and things, but I've heard on your own programs, I listen all the time, that there have been good things done, and we can't play into Romney's side of this election, and that's what's going to happen if we go critical and negative, and that will keep people home from going out to vote. I mean, we've either got to make them angry over issues, or we've got to get the young people who have not really lost interest. I don't think they really know that there are things that concern them. We're just not, we're older than them. We've got to do something. We've got more, we've got to kick a few more butts than we've been doing. I mean,
wait a second. Whoa. Now I'm confused. Now you got me confused. You say we can't go negative like they do. I agree with that. And I think there is a tone to this convention. I was watching some Republicans this morning on the television, and they were saying it, too. They had to give it to him. Obama is not doing that. But now you say we got to kick a few butts. What's that about?
Well, what I mean is that we've got to get our young people excited enough, as in the last election, to go out there and do it again. They just have got to do it again. Now, I'm working. I'm an older person, and I have grandchildren that work. I'm old enough to be a grandmother, so that the youth working for people like Maloney, who worked with Clinton. Now, he's a good person, and he's got a lot of young people working for him. A lot of the younger, congressmen and senators, maybe older, the legislature, culture should have more young people, and they're getting them. And those are the people where the excitement is. Those are the youngsters, the 20s and maybe early 30s. And I don't know if we can hook up with them, but somehow we've got to get Obama and those younger people together working.
Okay, but I need you to be specific about the somehow. What do you want to do?
Well, I think we've got to, I'm going to look for more articles and try to make all the things that Obama's done that haven't made it to the big time, the big letters in the big papers that are the small print on page 10 that are still going to count for a lot in somebody's life.
You know, this election could be won by one or two votes. No question about it. We saw it happen in Florida. All the polls are saying it's an absolute dead heat, which just confuses the hell out of me. But, Mary, I thank you. There are a lot of people behind you, and I think we've got your message. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Well, let's go to Fran in Johnstown. Fran, you're on.
Hi. Greetings from the Republican-dominated Fulton County up here. I just wanted to make the observation about the two different conventions, and as the camera pans the crowd, one convention seemed to be like a convention of angry white business people, and the other convention looks like a cross-section of our country. And I think that pretty much sums it up for me. And I the other thing that crossed my mind is, boy, I would love to call in with a counter viewpoint of what I've been hearing on this show, but it looks like we're all kindred spirits.
Why would you love to call in with a counter?
Well, I'm just to keep things interesting as much as anything
else. Oh, I see what
you
mean. Yeah. No, it is a boring show. I'm just teasing. Hey, Fran, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much.
Okay. All right, bye.
Yeah, let's go to, two free phones now. Mithka in Niskayuna. Okay, is it Mithka?
It's Mishka.
Mishka, so sorry. Go ahead.
I have a comment and a question. The comment is just that I think that part of what we should be doing in going out to support Obama, and I do, is to get people out there getting those folk who need photo ID, helping them to get it. That hasn't been requested.
That's an interesting point. That's a very interesting point. You know, in the same way that civil rights workers during the 60s and 70s went down and volunteered at great harm to themselves. We all know about Schwinger and Goodman. And actually got people registered. And now we have this obvious voter suppression thing going on. And by the way, which the courts have taken a good hard look at, even the Republican federal courts have, and in some cases said, no, you don't. Texas just happened. So volunteers who say, okay, I got a camera, I'll print out the picture and we'll do it. I like it. It's a great idea. Probably the best idea that's come out today.
Right. Or taking people to the DMV or whatever is
sure.
required, helping them find a birth certificate if that's what they need.
Sure.
Okay, my second point is just a question. I did not watch anything of the Republican convention, but I have friends talking about Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
And what he's saying. And I understand it was unscripted. I wonder, because somebody said, oh, this was clearly a sign that this man is losing it. But also people saying this was a performance. He's an actor. He can do and put out whatever he thinks is needed to be done.
You know, I've known a lot of actors. I saw it, and I'm not convinced about that. I know an awful lot of actors, Mishka, and, you know, when they are not acting... when they're acting, you say, oh, my God, you know, this is the smartest, greatest, sexiest, wonderful person in the world. But sometimes when they're just talking to you, you say, hey, they're just like everybody else. And I do think he's a bright guy and he's just putting a new picture out. And so what you say may be true, but I suspect he just did a lousy job.
Well, again, I didn't watch it, so I don't have my own opinion. I'm just hearing people having totally different experiences with what he put out, and also the fact that he really implied a lot of cursing and real bitter kinds of conversation. So, you know, was it intentional? Was it the man was talking to an empty chair because Yep. He's a little losing it.
Well, I get your point. I thank you for calling. A lot of other people want to have a chance. Thanks, Mishka. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Careers in Transition, LLC, Albany. Dr. Tom Denham providing individual career guidance, testing, job strategies, interview preparation, resume, and cover letter writing. CareersInTransitionLLC.com. New York State Tobacco-Free Community Partners, working to help parents prevent and reduce youth smoking with prevention programs to counter tobacco marketing and help save lives. New York State Tobacco-Free Community Partners at SmokeFreeCapital.org. The Jewish Federation of Ulster County, presenting the 16th Annual Fall for Art Benefit and Art Show, featuring 28 Hudson Valley artists, September 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at Wiltwyck Golf Club, fallforart.org. Athos Restaurant, Albany, serving classic Greek cuisine, a part of a Mediterranean diet, featuring whole grilled fish, Greek salads and desserts, dinner served daily, athosrestaurant.com. NBT Bank, offering personal banking, financial planning, commercial and business banking, nbtbank.com, member FDIC. And Harbrook Fine Windows, Doors and Hardware since 1955, featuring windows and doors by Marvin for design and energy efficiency, serving Eastern New York. Harbrook.com for showroom directions.
And here we are going around the turn to the last third of the program. All five phones are ringing, but as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's a good time to dial 1-800-348-2551. And let's keep them going here because we want to get everybody in. So once it comes, you know, Shartok's rule, it comes around a second time, you're done. Okay, here we go. Dave in Conway, Mass. Okay, Dave, you're on.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was impressed by Deval Patrick's call for the Democrats to get a backbone. And I think if they need to call them out when the Republicans are lying, they need to point it out and demand that, you know, the media has to cover that.
You're right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Right you are. Let's go to Lewis in Warrensburg. But Lewis, hold on 1 second. I'm going to read what Jane on Facebook says. Quote, it was great hearing all those articulate Democrats last night after months of Republican debates and constant coverage of their many Democrats. I heard many wonderful speakers whom I did not know before last night. It was refreshing to see the diversity among the delegates, very different from the other convention. Okay, and remember, you can tweet us at WAMC Vox Pop. Okay, Lewis, you're on. Go.
Hello, Alan.
Hey.
How you doing today?
Well, I'm good. Go ahead.
Well, one of your callers a bit back mentioned you were discussing with him the role that Clinton is going to play.
Right.
And I got a sort of cynicism there that it was an ulterior motive, and because it was unscripted, he would not be as supportive as we would hope.
Interesting.
Of Barack Obama. But I think just the opposite is going to happen. My prediction is that he's going to validate Obama by indicating how closely he has followed policies that Clinton established. For instance, on the work requirements for welfare recipients. Now, we know that the Republicans have come through with this big lie that Obama has lifted that requirement, when in fact he has deferred to the states the specifics of it and given, you know, the more local input, so to speak. And you'd expect the state's rights aspect of appeal to Republicans. But instead, as Ryan did in his speech, they are fixated on the fact that they claim that Obama has lifted the work requirement. If Clinton comes out tonight and endorses what Obama has done and indicated that it was in conformity with what he intended when he established the law, I think it's going to be helpful to both Obama and to a possible presidential candidacy of Hillary.
Okay, Lewis, I appreciate those remarks. The phone line isn't very good, so we'll let you go, but we thank you for them. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. Okay, and now we'll go to Deanne in West Sand Lake. Deanne, you're on.
Hi. I have three comments. They're not exactly about the convention, but they're about the election in general.
Okay.
I think the fact, it is amazing that Obama was elected, but I think that just shows what an exceptional person he was.
Uh-huh.
Because the fact that he was black and he had to overcome that is just amazing to me. The second thing I wanted to say is that I am concerned about the amount of money being spent, particularly by the Republicans, because I'm thinking about the future. And can we keep spending more and more and more money every election?
Mm-hmm.
It just seems wild to me. I just can't understand that.
Well, you're exactly right. And, Deanne, if you think about it for a second, suppose you're a rich guy, you know, at the top of the 1%, and you give $5 million one way or another to an election.
Mm-hmm.
And you get tax breaks worth $50 million back to you personally.
Right.
It would be worth it.
Right. It's definitely worth it for them. And that's the whole thing. That's what amazes me that the middle class people who are going this way don't see that.
Okay, I cut you off. Go ahead.
Right.
What else you got?
The last thing I wanted to say was that Obama 2016 film.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I'm just kind of concerned. I just wanted your opinion about how much you think that will affect public opinion.
I don't think it means a lot, to tell you the truth. I don't think it means a lot. Everybody knows where they're coming from. Everybody knows what they're trying to do. You know, it's kind of classic propaganda 101. So I don't think it means a lot.
So you don't think it's going to sway people?
I don't. Thanks, Deanne.
Okay,
thanks,
thank you.
Deanne. Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Andrew in Saranac, New York. Okay, Andrew.
I'm going to apologize ahead of time because of the weak cell signal. I'm in the Adirondacks, and the cell coverage here is blah.
So far, so good. Go ahead.
Anyways, I was driving back from voting in Canada last night, where my party got clobbered, which is kind of why I left there.
I saw it.
Years ago. But I was cheering as my wife slept in the passenger. I was cheering, hitting the steering wheel, listening to these people, these not delegates, but the representative, the former governor of Ohio, Strickland. These guys prepared their speeches. They must have rehearsed them 100 times, but they were saying the facts. But I also want to bring to Americans' attention that Canada is doing great. There are cranes everywhere. They are building a super hospital in Montreal. The government covers every penny of your health care. It's the odd thing not covered. They're building a hospital the size of a city. It's unbelievable. It just goes on forever. There are cranes everywhere. Canada is government regulated like maybe the states should be, but things are working. It's smooth. There's no waves crashing. When things peaked in 2006, they crashed in 2008. People are overextended. I'm kind of excited about this whole
business. Well, okay, no, but I think you've made your point. I wanted to ask you a question, however, about your wife. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Is she a Republican?
No, no. But I must say
that she was asleep.
Here, I'm in the mountain.
Yeah, okay.
We're Jewish, and my mother says to me, don't forget who's for the Jews. The Republicans, but that's for a different reason.
Well, I'm Jewish too, and I'm no Republican. That's
I'm a businessman. I'm a conservative businessman. I live in a crappy house to save money. I'm putting stuff away. My wife and I have money in the bank because we save. We don't buy junk. We don't get swayed by the big screen TVs. I drive a 30-year-old vehicle with 300,000 miles. Mm. I have skills. I use them. I don't have to rely on the government, but it's great that it's there.
Yeah. Andrew, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for the show. And broadcast with more power. I want to hear it in Montreal when I'm up there.
Yeah, we had it there for a while. But what happened was they put another frequency on themselves.
91.9.
Yeah, worked up there. And then all of a sudden, goodbye. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
And now they have the separatist party in power. So goodbye, English.
Let's go to Don in Great Barrington. Hi, Donald. How you doing?
Hi, neighbor.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, shortly after President Kennedy's election, everybody was saying, well, prejudice is over because here we have a Catholic president. And the love of many of our lives, Sammy Davis Jr. said, I'll believe that prejudice is ended when the president of the United States is a black, Jewish, one-eyed, gay woman. And it got a big hand at the time, and it's just as true today, I think, on the way to what that first caller was saying about the WASP situation. That's it. Thank you very much.
Okay, Don. Let's go to Marion in Saratoga. Marion.
Yes, good afternoon. I watched the convention last night. I hadn't watched the Republican one except for the replay of I forgot his name. But anyway, what struck me so much last night was the reminder of how much we would lose as women if the Republicans were allowed in. It just was striking.
Didn't you think the narrow lady's speech was fantastic? I mean, I thought she was...
I did. I thought, yeah, I did.
That was as good as anything I thought I heard all night long.
It was just wonderful. And several of the women spoke about women's rights and the right to own their bodies and whatever.
Yeah.
So that's
Well, Marion, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are now three free phones open. First time in this show. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Dave in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Okay, Dave, you're on.
Hi, Alan. Actually, I'm heading down the turnpike near Coxsackie, or Coxsackie.
Okay, Coxsackie. Yeah.
I noticed, you know, I think these conventions are basically cheerleading. And I thought it interesting that the Republicans didn't get much of a bounce after theirs.
They did get 4 points. They got 4 points, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, last I heard they didn't get much of one.
Well, first they said they didn't, and then they said they did. And the last thing that I had read was 4 points.
Okay, and I think the Democrats will get pretty much the same, maybe a little bit better. I think Obama looks better. But that leads to my point that I think that things will be neck and neck until October 3rd, which is the first debate, right?
Don't remember the exact date, but that's possible, yes.
I think it's the 3rd.
Yeah.
So between October 3rd and November 6th, what I'm thinking is that Obama is going to look much better in the debates than Romney, who doesn't really seem to think on his feet very well.
Well, no, I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, at the Democratic convention last night, did you see that? When they played Ted Kennedy debating Romney when they were both running for Senate? And he just reamed them out. It was just unbelievable how poor Romney's performance was.
Yeah, and you know, when he took this foreign trip, he stuck his foot in his mouth practically every day.
Yeah, no, look, Obama is one smart guy and his debate. And the thing about Obama is all the polls are showing that the American people with a wide range, much wider than who they're going to vote for, like Obama more than they like Romney. Well, when you like somebody, you know, you vote on the basis of character. I think that's got to help him because he is not a bit. When Eastwood did his performance the other night, Obama then did the classiest thing ever. He said, "I've always been a huge fan of his." Well, that's the kind of thing that really gets us away from this divisive, mean-spirited politics, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. And I think that there are so many people on the fence, and it's so neck and neck that a lot of people are going to be watching this debate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
And I think there are so many people that are on the fence that it's going to be kind of a Kennedy-Nixon thing. You know, Obama's going to look good, as he generally does. And I think Romney, who, like I said, can't think on his feet, and to be honest, I think the Republicans have a little bit of a more difficult time with the truth than Democrats do, and I just don't see Romney doing well in these debates. I've been paying attention, I've been watching him, and I just don't think
okay.
he has defensible.
Okay, no, I think you've made the point. Dave, thank you very much. I appreciate your call. Really appreciate your call.
You will.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Tommy, very quickly.
During the entire Republican convention, there was not one mention of climate change.
Okay.
And, you know, so I think this election's about living in reality or living in non-reality.
Why do you think that is, that they didn't mention climate change? I thought I did hear something about climate change.
Well, there was one. Yeah. Well, Romney alluded to it in a
very during the Republican. Yeah. Okay, you're right.
Wait.
Yeah. No, I'm so sorry, Tommy. I thought you meant the Democratic convention, right?
No.
Yeah.
Well, obviously the Republicans aren't mentioning it because they don't. Well, I don't think all of them deny it, but I think it's politically expedient for most of them to deny it.
Okay, you made the point. I want to get everybody in, Tommy.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go to Rona. All right, Rona in Asheville, Massachusetts. You're on, Rona.
Hi, Dr. Zartak. I have a question for you that I've been meaning to ask you for a really long time, and if we have time, a comment. The question is this. Probably most people shut their TVs off after the Michelle Obama speech. But if you watched, you'd see that there was, I forget what they call it, either a convocation or a benediction or something.
Yeah.
Basically, it was a prayer.
Yeah.
And it seems that every political candidate running for any office has to say, obligatory, at the end of their speeches, God bless and you and God bless America.
And that includes Obama.
And that includes Obama and Romney and Michelle and everyone else. And so my question is, how the heck can we have all of these people invoking God when this is a political, federally or state-run elections, and we have a separation of church and state?
Really? Well, then go to the House of Representatives or the Senate someday and see somebody get up and give with a clerical collar on, give a benediction.
I know. Well, and you're implying that that happens, yes?
Implying, I'm saying it. There's no.
Yes, I know. And it's my understanding that there is actually a White House minister, a pastor, right?
Sure. Well, look, there's a political reason. I think the constitutional thing is not in play right now, certainly. You know, we haven't got it. We trust on our dollar bills and all the
rest.
Well,
true.
Yeah, yeah.
And we still say it in the Pledge of Allegiance in schools with the word God
in it
as well.
But do you want your candidate to win or lose? Is the question. And,
well,
you know, if you become known as a godless American, then goodbye.
Well, right, exactly. But this is a problem, in my opinion. And not only that, but this particular woman who did the prayer at the end invoked Jesus, too, which is even more egregious, in my opinion.
Okay, Ronan, thank you for your call. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go to Nancy in Livingston. Nancy, you're on.
Hi. Yes, I'm a complete maniac about the politics, and I watched the entire Republican convention, every single speaker, and I've done the same thing with the Democrats. And I just want to know why so many of your earlier callers, who seem so partisan for the Democrats, don't watch the Republicans.
I think we know this sociologically. You don't go where you're not welcome.
Oh, but you have to watch them.
No,
dangerous.
You say you have to. I'm talking about what is as opposed to what's supposed to be. I think everybody who wants to know about what's going on in America should. But we do know that the conservatives go to, Fox, and that the liberals go to MSNBC. When I used to work down and around the legislature, all the environmentalists would crowd into Maurice Hinchey's office, and he was the greatest environmentalist. And I used to say to them, I used to yell at them, why aren't you out there with the people who aren't concerned? Convinced. But people go where they're comfortable. I think that's the answer.
Well, I think it's a mistake at times like this. And what Romney said about the climate change was he made fun of Obama and said that he promised to raise the oceans.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I remember that. Yeah.
That was the only mention of it.
Nancy, thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Right. Let's go to Ben in North Adams. Ben, you're on.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of an independent, and I'm sort of undecided.
Okay.
I watched both conventions. Obviously, last night, I think in the Democratic convention, I didn't really hear many people talk about the deficit, which is obviously a pretty big issue these days. You know, I'm definitely one of those independents that they talk about that wears steel-toe boots and goes to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not on public assistance, and I'm not in a union. So I really sort of feel left out of the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And I also, socially, I definitely don't agree with most of the conservative stuff. But I just last night felt that there wasn't a single mention of the deficit, and it hit $16 trillion yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I know the Republicans are out there yelling about it today.
I know, but just to not have one person mention it at all last night seemed a little bit the base of reality.
Okay, Ben, thank you. I'm trying to get everybody in. Appreciate it a lot. Let's go to Heather in Washington. Okay, Heather, go.
Hello. My name is Heather, and I just want to say that I'm 100% not a Republican. I'm not even sure if I'm a Democrat. I'm 32 years old, and politics is new to me. But one thing that's blatantly obvious, and I did watch both of the national conventions, one thing that's blatantly obvious that scares me, because this is how much media has to do with everything. You know, Obama was very goal-oriented. He was doing less slandering and more focusing on the results of things. And I think that it says a lot for Obama. And, you know, Bush came out of the gate. He was completely pissed off. He had
No, you can't say that. Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm just excited about
this. Yeah, but you can't. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
So he had bombs loaded and ready to just, you know, go in and fight and fight. he was way too aggressive. I think
you didn't mean Bush. You meant Romney, didn't you?
No, I mean Bush.
Okay.
You know, the predecessor.
Okay. Hey, Heather, I'm so sorry. We are out of time. I appreciate your call very much.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we are out of time. I want to thank Yolanda and Vern, who are up there but who aren't going to make it today. Support for the Box Pop comes from Capital Cities Imported Cars, Glenmont, New York, offering new and pre-owned BMWs and Volkswagens, serving the WMC listening area since 1975, CapitalCitiesBMW.com, the Nature Conservancy's Adirondack Chapter, working to preserve freshwater resources that flow from the Adirondacks to New York's urban centers, nature.org/Adirondacks, Windy Hill Farm, Nursery, Orchard, and Garden Shop, Route 7, Great Barrington, providing landscape design, consultation, and installation in the Berkshires, open daily, WindyHillFarmInc.com, The Linda, presenting Ashbury Shorts, the New York Short Film Festival, Film Concert, Saturday, September 15th at 8 p.m., TheLinda.org. Thanks again for joining us on The Box Pop. Remember, the conversation continues online at WAMC Vox Pop, on Twitter and Facebook.com/WAMC Radio. Our engineer has been Zach Malloy. Thanks to Colleen O'Connell for answering the phones. Our producer's Patrick Donges. I'm Alan Chartok. Tomorrow on the Vox Pop, astronomy with Bob Berman. And one last, while we have it, time, I think if we saw more people, this is on Facebook, Matt on Facebook, we saw more people at the DNC talking truth about the issues of race, class, and gender like Lily Ledbetter did, people might actually believe the politics care about them, that they're willing to do more than pander to the middle-class voters, then people might get out and vote. Stay tuned now for a news update.